With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel says all 20 living hostages being held in Gaza will be released Monday in the ceasefire deal with Hamas, and President Trump will be in the region. He'll be visiting Israel and Egypt throughout the day. Positive bounce for President Trump's approval ratings.
President Trump will begin the week in positive territory. The latest Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll found that 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of his job performance, 47% disapprove. Mr. Trump's approval rating had dipped below 50% last week, but jumped Friday into plus territory.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman. Another major shooting.
A mass shooting at a crowded bar on an idyllic South Carolina island leaves at least four people dead and more than a dozen injured. Beaufort police say four of the injured were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The shooting took place around 1 a.m. Sunday at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. Police say multiple victims and witnesses ran to the nearby businesses and properties trying to get away from the gunfire. They're calling it a tragic and difficult incident for everyone and asking for patience as they investigate. I'm Julie Walker.
And in Mississippi, at least eight people have been killed in two separate shootings, nearly 20 wounded. Authorities continue looking for clues in that blast in Tennessee that leveled an explosives plant, killing 16 people. Explosion left a smoldering wreck of twisted metal and burned down vehicles. Meanwhile, investigators are combing the charred property foot by foot, searching for any possible evidence. Rough weather in parts of the country, in the Carolinas, very heavy rain and strong flooding. This is SRN News. New Jersey lawmakers have issued a warning.
The state legislature has voted to issue a, quote, reproductive health travel advisory that will advise New Jersey residents that some other states ban or restrict abortion, a fact that the vast majority of Americans must certainly be aware of already. Critics also wonder why a New Jersey woman who can easily get an abortion in her home state would travel to another state to terminate her pregnancy in the first place. Some call the legislature's action a kind of liberal virtue signaling. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For some years, the court had followed what people on the left call a living reading of the Constitution, holding that the document should adopt to the changing cultural norms in the country. The current court is adopting originalism, which aims to enforce the constitutional principles understood by the Americans who ratified them in the first place. This is SRN News. Public policy experts warn that America has an aging problem. Economist Steve Moore says shifting demographics and AI will transform the workforce. President Trump plans to support U.S. workers by promoting skills, training, and education, but Moore adds,
I think it is a good thing that Trump wants to get the workers ready for the jobs of the future. Why aren't the schools doing that? Why aren't the universities doing that? Why aren't the colleges doing that? We spend $1 trillion a year on this stuff. And what are the schools doing? You know, teaching, about, gender equity issues and things like that have nothing to do with really getting our workers, ready.
And Moore stresses the importance of valuing work at skilled blue-collar and tech jobs. Officials say every day 11,000 Americans retire, only 8,000 enter the U.S. workforce. More details at srnnews.com.